Hello, this is Mark Daly from the McKibben Media Group Sports Center. Recently, we had the opportunity to be a part of the conversation with Noah Gregson. He is currently behind the wheel of the number 9 Chevrolet Camaro for Junior Motorsports, driving in the Xfinity Series, and he's a part-time driver in the Cup Series, driving the number 62 Camaro for Beard Motorsports. So we started off the conversation talking about hopes and accomplishments over the next 5 races, especially with the playoffs on the horizon.
I feel like we're a team capable of running in the top 5. It's just we've had so much stupid little things take us out of contention. And I feel like our bad days are really the only days that we're finishing races, you know? Our team's been working extremely hard. The guys in the motor shop have been working extremely hard to figure out the problems on that side. Everyone's working their tails off, but I don't know if there's one thing that I could really pinpoint. I don't really know if we're a championship favorite right now. We haven't been close to winning these last few months, which kind of stinks, but our team morale's up. My confidence is up. I know when I get to the racetrack that, and that's why we go. We know we'll have a shot, but, it's been a rough year for us. So it's flown by. I was talking to the engineers earlier this morning, and they're like, this is going to be race 22 of 33 coming up. And I'm like, dang, it's flown by. I feel like because we told ourselves every weekend, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And they kind of just tick by, but I know we have a great team when playoffs come. I know we'll have good speed and, really fortunate to be racing here at Junior Motorsports to end this year out and just trying to ultimately focus on everything I can do week in and week out to be better for this race team, to get us to the final 4 convenience.
Noah also talked about getting close to those wins, but just not being able to break through yet this year.
It's extremely frustrating, but we keep on pushing hard each and every week, working hard throughout the week and get closer and just trying to do the best job possible.
The follow-up, what do you and your team need to improve on for this season?
Kind of same thing I answered earlier, just try and focus on what we can do, work hard. And I know we have good cars in playoffs, good tracks, and really just trying to focus on being better each and every day.
Noah was also asked about his future and the challenge to succeed this year and how that might impact his future at Junior Motorsports with Beard Racing, or if possibly success the rest of this year would help find him another team in the future.
Well, my focus is trying to win races each and every race all year long. And I know we have the team capable of doing it. I feel capable of doing it. I feel like we have cars capable of doing it. And we're hungry, but I think it's only thumbs up if you're winning races. Can't really argue with guys who are winning races no matter what they're doing, and we just haven't been doing that this year. So it's been frustrating, but I definitely would love that, and I don't know how much it'll affect my future, but I don't think it'll hurt.
When it comes to the format of no practice, no qualifying, Noah says he kind of likes how things have been going this year.
I don't really care for the practice or qualifying. I think there's different sides of it, but my argument is it saves a lot of money for the teams, and it kind of shows who's got the cojones on the first lap and who can go sail it off into turn one, and you can make up a lot of spots or you can lose a lot. And so you really have to prepare well as a team. You really have to make good in-car adjustments throughout the race, or good pit stop adjustments I should say. So when you get a bunch of time to work on it, for myself personally, I tend to mess up the balance of the race car than how we unload, and we normally go back to how we unload. So it's kind of pointless for me, but at the end of the day, I don't really have much of a say on any of that stuff. It's up to NASCAR, but I am A-OK not having practice and qualifying. I think it saves a lot of time, money, and just extra things week in and week out. And once you get to the racetrack with tires and wrecking race cars and whatnot, you don't have to prepare a backup car and everything. So I'd be okay if we didn't do qualifying unless we went to Daytona and Talladega. Then I want to qualify because we want to run the Spirit Oil Cup car. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, or kind of, you know, there's both pros and cons to it.
Noah was also asked about his future in the Cup Series with Beard Motorsports. They haven't run a car since Daytona. What's going to happen in the fall? What's going to happen with 2022?
I can't really answer that question fully just because I don't know. I know they want to race this year, but I mean, we're kind of stuck in a box where we were transferred into the Daytona 500 and got wrecked with two laps to go with the two and the 53 or whatever he was. So that really hurt us and not being able to go run more of those races because we don't have any points this year. So you can either buy somebody else's points and spend a lot of money doing that or earn it and get in the first place. But you know, it's just unfortunate circumstances that have kept us out this year. But you know, we're hungry to get back no matter what the deal is. I know they want to run Daytona. If they could qualify at Daytona, we would have. If you can qualify and race at Talladega, I'm sure we would have as well. But that's solely up to them and what they want to do. The Beer family has been great for me. I just saw them a couple of weeks ago during the two-week break for the Olympics and got to talk to Miss Beard and whatnot, and just kind of figure out what they want to do. But ultimately, it was great seeing them, and they'll always be a part of my family, and I hope to be a part of their family till the day I die.
Noah said earlier that he may not be a championship contender, so we asked him, "What are your expectations for the rest of the year? What do you need to do to win a championship?"
You know, it's a failure if you don't win the championship. It's you can't deposit excuses. You just gotta try and make it happen. You know, obviously stuff happens, but you know, it's been a failure so far this year, I think. And result wise, led laps, we've been in the top five. We've been good, but nobody really sees that. They just see you know, just a little bit of success and it's a great year. So, you know, we've been fast. We've been one of the best cars each and every week. And you know, it's just the reality of it. So, I think winning the championship is the only thing to make it successful.
Noah Gregson, driver of the number 9 Chevy Camaro for Junior Motorsports. They'll be out there turning left this weekend at Michigan International Speedway, part of the Xfinity Series. This has been exclusive MIS race weekend coverage. My name is Mark Daly from the McKibben Media Group Sports Department.